so much to get into tonight, but we begin on the beach, which is fitting, Neptune Beach, to be precise, in northern Florida near Jacksonville, where one person walked into a supermarket, bought a $2 lottery ticket, and walked out, I suppose you could say, without them knowing it, $1.58 billion richer.
We finally have a winner. One ticket bought at a Publix grocery store in Neptune Beach, Florida, hit that record Mega Millions jackpot. Here are the winning numbers: 13, 19, 20, 32, 33, with a mega ball of 14. The jackpot, $1.58 billion. There were no million-dollar winners even here in New England, so we didn't win anything.
Nope.
We bought a million tickets for the office pool and didn't win anything.
We're going to have to work until we're 100 to pay off all the tickets we
That's
bought.
Right.
Hilarious banter. 31 consecutive drawings since the Mega Millions last had a winner. You know, when the Euro lottery builds up here, people would be running down the street with their pants in their head if we had 31 consecutive drawings without a winner. But that's what happened. The last winner was New York, April 18th, and that's now changed this week. Last year, someone won like $2 billion, I think, on the Powerball ticket, whatever that is. But this is right up there with the biggest payouts ever. Some would say the guest that we booked here is a killjoy, given that they're a tax lawyer, but they're also a writer for Forbes and the perfect guest to talk to on this. Rob Wood joins us. How you doing, Rob?
I'm very well, and I don't mind being a killjoy. That's the job of tax people.
Before we get to that side of it, so this is really interesting, because here you can say, I don't want anybody to know that I've won. I want anonymity. You can have that under Florida law, but is it true only for 90 days and then they will reveal the name of this now billionaire?
If that's the law in Florida, I didn't know that. Certainly as a tax lawyer, you know, my advice to people when they have a choice is stay anonymous. It's, just disturbing and upsetting in a whole bunch of ways if your name comes out. Some people like that, but I would say stay anonymous if you can.
Yeah, I think it's if maybe you win a million, you think maybe you buy your house, you know, you share the money with people, then yeah, maybe you feel like a dope. If I had $1.5 billion, I wouldn't mind people knowing, because I think I could buy like a spaceship. Or, you know, I could employ 1,000 people to encircle me on full wage to walk about for the rest of my life. Rob, it wouldn't even eat into the interest.
No, that's true. But I mean, bear in mind, when you start chipping away, and obviously taxes is one of those things that we all face, whether people are in the UK or in the United States, everybody has to file a tax return. And that $1.58 billion, that's only if you take the payment over 30 years. If you want cash, which is what most lottery winners do, it's $783 million. So it's cut in half already.
Wow. And then you pay your taxes. So tell me about how sort of the good and the bad of winning huge, huge, huge sums of money. You've seen it up close, haven't you? Obviously, I don't want you to give away any names or anything, but you've seen the good and bad it can do, right?
Yeah, and I'd say, I mean, it's good that we're talking about lottery winnings because it's in the news, and of course it's, you know, maybe the most alluring, you know, kind of winning of all. It's gambling, and the IRS, they treat it as gambling winnings. I mean, that's why there's this mandatory 24% withholding, and then the rest you kind of do it yourself with your return. But what I have seen is not only with lottery winners, but also, you know, people who get a huge lawsuit recovery. Anybody who gets a huge pile of money, they need to think about estate planning. They need to think about their family. They need to think about how many people are going to descend on them wanting loans, how many people are going to sell them things that they don't need. It can be kind of a dizzying and scary time. And, you know, in the U.S., actually, U.K. has it too. You have gift and estate tax. So, you know, even if you were to say, I'm going to take care of my heirs, apart from income tax, a big chunk of that money is going to disappear because the U.S. has a 40% estate tax.
Wow. Well, listen, you've done your best to pour a bit of cold water and a bit of reality on it. But whoever's got that ticket tonight is just thinking about the fact that the world is their oyster in front of them if they use it wisely. And that's the point. Rob Wood, final question for you. With all that experience you have, Let's say it was your winning ticket. What's the first thing that you do? What would be the first thing that you did with your, what we now know is only 493 million?
Yeah, I mean, that's the funny thing. I mean, we're talking as though this is a, you know, a bad thing. And of course, it's a wonderful thing for whoever the winner is. I think if it were me, I would probably, you know, take a few weeks off, a month off, and really think about what I wanted to do. And by the way, I mean, some people do charitable things and set aside money, and there's both tax and non-tax advantages to that. But yeah. I think the main thing is take some time and sort of savor it and think about what you want to do.
Yeah. Don't rush into it. Keep exactly as you are for a month. And then after that.
And then after that, Ferraris. You can go crazy.
Yeah, exactly. That's a lot. Listen, Rob, thank you so much. You've absolutely justified our guest booking in this story. Thank you so much. Take care.
My pleasure.
Thank you. There you go. Rob Wood explained exactly, as a tax lawyer in America, what $1.5 billion turns out to be.